Leading the news this morning, the federal government is facing another pre-budget backlash, this time over plans to increase the tax on petrol. Next week's budget will include the first hike in the fuel excise in more than a decade. Some coalition backbenchers say it amounts to yet another broken promise. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating is calling for an extra tax levy to help support people aged between 80 and 100. Mr Keating has told Lateline the existing compulsory superannuation system should cover people aged 60 to 80, but more is needed for older Australians.
A longevity levy of a kind, well, at 2 or 3% of wages, and you put it in, but the Commonwealth guarantees you a calibrated, precise product. Income support, aged care, all at a time when you can't help yourself.
The federal government's policy of processing asylum seekers offshore is being challenged in the High Court. Lawyers for an Iranian man will argue a decision to send him to Manus Island is illegal. Today's challenge is the latest in a long list of court action against offshore processing. And pro-Russian activists in eastern Ukraine will go ahead with this weekend's independence vote, despite a call by Russia's President Vladimir Putin to postpone it. Ukraine's government says it'll ignore the results, while the European Union is warning it will only worsen the crisis.